It's Friday, which means it is time for another edition of Crunch Time, the interview that lets you get to know your fellow Global BIM crew members professionally and personally. Today's guest is a young professional here to talk about the recent industry events he's attended and offer his opinion on current BIM patterns and trends. He certainly has the grounds to do so, as he's been selected as one of the brand new BIM 2050 group members by the Construction Industry Council. Please welcome the BRE's Dan Rossiter. Morning, Dan.
Good morning, Jack. How you doing?
I'm really, really good. Glad to have you on board. You've kind of been affiliated with the site, doing some BIM voice posts for us, so it's actually great to have you on some audio. Congratulations, first off. You are one of the new look BIM 2050 group members. Can you explain to the listeners a little more about the process of applying to join the group and your reasons behind putting yourself forward, really?
Well, it started off actually back in October last year. Around then, I saw the advert go out for the BIM 2050 group. I saw it and I thought, you know what, I'm quite interested in doing that, particularly as being based in Wales, it'd be quite difficult sometimes to connect up with what's happening in the industry, especially as at times it can be quite London-centric. Because of this, I thought it'd be quite good to join the youth group. Back in Wales, I'm part of the G4C group, Generation of Change, which is a kind of construction youth group that I'm a part of. So I thought that the BIM 2050 would fit in quite well. The reason I was quite interested in BIM 2050 itself is that I read the original report, a report on our digital future, and I quite liked some of the similes they were doing, looking at how it was comparing with Minecraft. And while Minecraft isn't BIM, it is a very good example of community sharing and project collaboration. And you can see my extensive comments on discussions you can find about Minecraft not being BIM elsewhere. I was very interested in it. I was very interested in what they were doing. So what I did was, all I did was write a brief cover letter. It was probably no more than a couple hundred words that expressed my admiration for the report, as well as why I thought I'd be a good member. I chucked in my CV. To be honest, though, I think I probably joined more through perseverance than anything else, because after October, I probably sent in monthly emails to Andrew Link asking what was going on, if there were any updates on the group. So you probably got me to join just to stop getting emails from me, to be honest.
Quite a good bit of perseverance. It definitely did pay off. Yes. For you. And as you said, you mentioned other industry groups you've been a part of. BIM 2050 is kind of the next natural progression, really. You know, you're still young, you're still hungry to make a difference in the industry. So congratulations on being selected. Now, since your appointment, you've had one meetup with the rest of the group, haven't you? Can you explain what meeting and the rest of them was like? Who were some of them you're excited to work with? I imagine all of them, but you know, has anyone particularly impressed you so far? And what was actually discussed at the first meeting?
Well, actually, we've met up twice. There was a kind of kickoff meeting where the old group and the new group got to meet each other, and that was at the CIC building, and that was probably about a month or so ago, and that was a really good meeting because we had a lot of the kind of the founding members as such meeting a lot of the new ones. There was a lot of network. Working and meeting a lot of new people. And I think what I was surprised at straight away was how diverse the group was in the sense of their kind of educational background, their disciplines, and also where they lived geographically. I felt like the first group might have been fairly London-centric, but we had a couple of us from Wales, you had a couple of people from Scotland, you had people from all across the UK. So it actually seemed to be a very kind of spread out and diverse group. In terms of the people, some of them I knew already, such as Henry Fenby Taylor. We've met a couple of times before. And I've dealt with a few of them, like Rebecca Chico and Neil on Twitter as well. So it was actually nice to put some faces to tweets in a way. It was the first one I said was more or less just that kind of networking meetup. But we met earlier this week and we started to actually get the ball rolling, which was really good.
It's exciting. Can you kind of spill any beans? What was kind of the discussion of this most recent meeting? Anything in particular?
It was interesting because the way we're working is actually slightly different than quite a traditional way. It's fairly chaotic in one sense. One of the members, Dwight, introduced us to this app called Slack. I don't know if you've ever come across it.
I haven't, no, but I will be coming across Dwight because he's going to be featuring in a future episode of Crunch Time. So a nice little hint for the listeners there. But carry on, but this app sounds exciting.
So it's kind of like a closed messenger group. And the idea is that you can set up specific channels to talk about certain topics. So the whole BIM 2050 group is now on this app. And the idea is that we're actually kind of free flow instant messaging about various topics and things. And through that, we arranged the meeting last week. And we're now using it to decide what the work streams are going to be that we're looking at, as well as talking about who should be taking particular roles within the group, such as communication manager, vice chair, and other aspects. So in terms of how we're working, a lot of the nitty gritty aspects are actually being dealt with over the app. And then when we're meeting up, that's more to be to finalize a few bits and pieces, and then actually to do more of the kind of fun kind of engagement aspects, where it's not just us sat in a meeting room talking about things. We can do that over the app. It's actually when we need to interact with other organizations, other people, or meet with interested parties. So it's actually been a really kind of interesting way to do it, because it's a great tool, and we're being able to comment on things very sort of dynamically. It's almost kind of using MSN back in the old day, but doing it on a professional basis.
Yes, no nudging, I don't think, if you remember that function. Well done, Dwight. A pat on the back to him for getting that sorted. It seems really excellent the way it's already kicked off. And speaking of excellent, I think you're right. You mentioned earlier, Dan, the geographical representation of the group is pretty strong. You know, you have got a lot of people from different areas, different backgrounds, which I think is an improvement, per se, on the first initial BIM 2050 team. But the positives haven't really been talked about. That's a great example of something that, you know, the CIC have done right in this time around. But a lot of people, mainly one particular discussion on Twitter, was kind of picking up on the point that a lot of females are not in the group, because there's only two girls as opposed to 14 guys in the group. So what do you think about that? Because obviously the right people were chosen. Is that, you know, obviously BIM 2050, do you think it is just a representation of the current industry, you know, or should more women have been added?
It's a difficult question in a way. I mean, firstly, do I think representation is important? I do. But the truth is that when I saw the group and met the group, I didn't think about gender. I didn't look at gender, because all we were looking at, and as I understand it through how the CIC selected us, it was purely on the basis of our merits as young professionals. So in one way, representation is important. But another, I think getting in on merit is more important than having a truly kind of representing group. I know that if I was told that I'm not on it purely because I'm Welsh, I don't think that would be particularly good. I think that would devalue my place as opposed to being one of the people who had one of the best submissions. So there are kind of two sides to that. I think another one as well is that, considering there are only 14 of us and Neil as the chair to make 15, I think it's quite difficult to be able to represent correctly, considering that you've obviously got the gender issue you've pointed out, geographical I've talked about, but there are also a lot of silent representations as well, things like religion, sexuality, social status and things like that. And those haven't been talked about yet as such. So I think to try and get 15 people all interested in what culturally is actually a kind of very kind of masculine topic, this idea of construction and kind of a lot of talk about data and technology as well. It's kind of two quite sort of male-centric kind of industries as such. So I think it's quite difficult to be able to represent while also having people get in there kind of purely on merit. So what I think the CIC has done is they've actually done it very well. And as I understood it from the applications, it was very much impossible, if not impossible, to tell who the people were when judging the applications. So I think they've done it right.